Good afternoon. You're listening to The Grapevine here on CRC-FM. And as always, on a Monday evening, we have our careers slot. And I'm joined today by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slieneagh Careers. Liam, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome, Emily.
Now, we have a query sent in by a listener via email to ask you today. It is, I worked in my last place of employment for 4 years, but the final year was hell and we parted on poor terms. I suspect that potential employers will want to hear from this manager, but that would be the death knell for my chances of getting work altogether. How do I get around this?
Well, the first thing I would say is that I'd be very wary of concluding that it would be the death knell. You know, if you believe it is going to be the death knell, first of all, it will be the death knell, if you know what I mean. So I think that's an unduly final judgment for that listener to arrive at so early in the process. I suppose the thing I'd say is that careers are rarely straight paths. So things happen in people's careers. They have good periods, bad periods, good places of employment, not so good places of employment. And a discerning employer understands that. And a lot of employers, having spoken to previous employers, will conclude they will still employ somebody because, by and large, previous employers are very fair. They'll say, look, it didn't work out so well here, but that may have been partly our systems weren't in place or the job description didn't fully fit the person's skills. So the passage of time softens things. And, you know, in my experience, I would have dealt a lot with trying to get people's, you know, get references and that. People actually, when you ring them, are generally very fair, unless there's something very chronic went on. So the fact that this listener had 4 good years there, they had 3 good years there and 1 not-so-good year, that may well come out in the reference that comes from the employer. So I would say not to be so pessimistic about it. Your personalities can clash, things can go a little bit wrong, and people, you know, that's the way it goes in careers. And the longer you go on, you realise that everybody has a few tales to tell and a few skeletons in the cupboard, but they're not often nearly as bad as people think they are. The other thing I would say is, you know, it sounds to me like this candidate hasn't fully kind of put that to bed in their own mind. You know what I mean? They need to kind of know what exactly happened there, what changed that caused that last year to go wrong, and kind of give it its proper place. It may have been, as I said, something changed in the company. There may have been a different ethos from a new manager or something like that. So you need to give it its own place and understand what exactly happened so you can learn from it. It sounds to me like that hasn't taken place. And in an interview, actually, I think that's something that an employer might pick up on a lot more is, is your head in the right place? Are you clear of this previous bit of hassle? You know what I mean? Are you ready to roll again? Or are you still carrying baggage from the last one?
So, and how would you advise someone to move on from that, to kind of work that out for themselves?
I know my own experience, because I would have experienced like that. It's about understanding exactly, you know, what happened here. What did you do well yourself? What did you do not so well? Because it's never as black and white as one person being 100% to blame and somebody else being not to blame. And I know in my case, just thinking about it, reflecting on it, talking to former colleagues and saying, what did you make of all of that? How would you depict it? Particularly after time has passed and some of the emotion and some of the drama of the whole thing has left the scene, so to speak, that, you know, to get a kind of an overview and say, right, what did I do well? What could I have done better? What did I learn? And, you know, sometimes people bring a lot of guilt as well, that, oh, that didn't go so well, I'm all to blame. And I kind of picked that up a little bit in the email as well, that this person is blaming themselves. You know, not to go down the blame game route, so, you know, to give yourself a break and put it in its natural, you know, give it a bit of perspective or give it a sense of proportion. You know, they've said they had 3 very good years there. There may have been other, you know, they used the phrase my last place of employment, so there may have been other periods of employment in other places that went very well. So, you know, put it in perspective, I'd say. In an interview, there's a danger sometimes to overtell the story of a problem you had in your career, you know. So in your last career, in your last job, there was a problem. The problem was the following. You know, don't try and rehash the whole situation for the interview panel. Don't go down the road of telling them every chapter and verse and almost hoping that they'll agree with you or see, oh God, you were badly treated there. You know, showing that you've moved on to me is by far the most important thing that they must do. And employers, what do employers want to see in an interview? They want to see enthusiasm for the next job, ideas for the next job, you know, having learned from previous good and bad things in your career, and, you know, put all the focus on all of that, and I think they'll do a much better job interview then.
And just references in general, how should they be provided? Should one wait for the future employer to contact the previous employer? Should they be provided in an interview? Should they be on a CV?
It can vary. It can vary from job to job. Some of the larger multinationals, for example, don't really care about having references on there. Some of them do indeed as well. My view overall is that on your CV, they're no burden to carry. So if you have some people who can speak up for you, putting them at the bottom of your CV is a good idea. I think, as I said, you're not going to lose a job because you put references on. And particularly in the west of Ireland here, where it's a very fraternal society, you'd never know who'd know somebody whose name is on your CV. So I think it's not a bad thing at all to put it on there. So something we do with CVs in Slieno at Careers is we sometimes take a quote from the CV, a very positive quote, and if possible a quote that, or from a reference, a quote that would refer to the next job, you know, there are some of the skills needed for the next job, and put that quote on as a referee quote or a referee testimonial actually on the CV, just a few lines. It's like a third-party endorsement of the candidate. So instead of me telling you I'm great, here's my previous boss telling you I'm great as well. And that might be something for this person as well, because it strikes me that they've had at least 3 good years there and some other good years elsewhere, I suspect, from the way the question is phrased. So, you know, get the benefit of that, and by quoting from a reference on your CV, just a few lines, can have that impact.
And what would you say to someone whose previous employer has said that they don't wish to be used as reference and not to use them as a reference? Can an employer do that?
They can, and if you think, if the employer is that emphatic about it, you wouldn't necessarily want anybody contacting them in the first place. To me, there's always a way around it, believe it or not. I'll tell you some ways around it. Somebody else, you know, the boss, maybe the boss of that company, or being your manager in that company, but there are other people in that company, maybe who have now gone from that company, are still there, but often there's not a movement in companies, who might be able to speak for you. So can the previous manager who has retired or moved on somewhere else, can you give their name, or can you give the name of somebody else in management in the company? You know what I mean? There's different ways of having, you know, of getting testimony from your previous employers. It doesn't always have to be exactly the person who managed you. It could be somebody else who engaged with you, who interacted in some way with you. A CV is about getting the best possible account of yourself out there without over-promising. So if you're pretty sure somebody's going to give you a bad reference, well, don't put them on there, and shine the light somewhere else within the company. As I said, somebody ex who has left the company, or somebody who's still there in a different capacity.
Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slieneuas, thank you as always for our Monday career slot. And if any listeners would like to get in touch for next week with an issue they may have or a query they may have for them over at Slieneua, they can contact us here at CRCFM. We are studio@crcfm.ie. Liam, thanks a million for speaking with us.